Just 24 days away, and Donald Trump fighting off a wave of sexual misconduct allegations. Trump issued a new challenge on Saturday, suggesting that he and Hillary Clinton submit to drug tests before their final debate. Errol Barnett has the campaigns covered.
She's getting pumped up for Wednesday night.
Donald Trump was delivering a speech on opioid abuse in New Hampshire Saturday when he veered into a new line of attack on Hillary Clinton, suggesting they take drug tests before the next debate.
At the beginning of her last debate, she was all pumped up at the beginning. And at the end, it was like, oh, take me down. She could barely reach her car. So I think we should take a drug test.
Trump continues to blame the media for trying to influence the election.
The election is being rigged by corrupt media pushing completely false allegations and outright lies in an effort to elect her president.
In the past week, at least six women have stepped forward claiming to have been sexually assaulted by Trump. Two more just yesterday.
This is the vivid part for me.
One described an alleged incident at a nightclub in New York.
He did touch my vagina through my underwear. Absolutely.
The other, a former contestant on The Apprentice, alleged an encounter in Los Angeles.
I pushed his chest to put space between us, and I said, come on, man, get real. He repeated my words back to me. Get real. As he began thrusting his genitals.
Trump denies any wrongdoing.
In just about all cases, it's nonsense. It's false.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton continues to be dogged by document dumps from WikiLeaks. The group published more emails Friday claiming they'd been hacked from Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. One round of emails shows campaign staffers urged Bill Clinton to cancel a speech he planned to give to Morgan Stanley executives. Staffers were concerned the Clintons might appear too cozy with Wall Street.